Today we're going to start a new series. I told you guys a little bit about it a couple weeks ago when I was in here. I'm calling it Impact. We're going to talk about having an impact and what has an impact on you and things like that. So the purpose of this series is to challenge you to think about the impact that your life can have. I was kind of waiting on this kind of a series to do with once we split up with the high school students, just because I think it's important for you guys to start thinking about some of these kinds of things. I know that it's like way too early in your life to think about what kind of a legacy you want to leave after you're gone. So I don't necessarily really want to focus that hard on that aspect of it. But, you know, you guys are, for our class, or like for our ministry, you guys are the leaders, right? The younger kids, for the most part, look up to you guys. Not just the kids in the middle school class, but even the kids, you know, younger than you guys in the E-Wing. Especially if you have younger siblings in the E-Wing, you know, you guys can have an impact on those kids as well. And, you know, you guys have friend groups and things like that that, you know, the older you get, the more kind of developed those things get. You know, like in elementary school, I mean, you have friends, but, you know, you're kind of still trying to figure things out. By the time you get to high school, you know, you mostly are starting to know kind of who you are, who you want to hang out with, what kinds of things you're interested in, not interested in. And so those things kind of get to be a little bit more set. A little bit. And so I just wanted to use this series to kind of challenge you guys to think about the impact that you're having on the people around you. Are you having an impact? Is it a positive impact? You know, who around you are you allowing to, you know, speak into your life? What do the people that you surround yourself with say about, you know, the impact that you want them to have on your life? And those kinds of things. And so today it's just going to be intro, like high level, like overview. And then over the next several weeks, I want to get into like more specifics. We're going to do some different things, which I'll talk about here in just a minute. But I want to read, this is going to be our theme verses for this series. So Philippians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Somebody want to read those two verses for me? Yeah, 2:15 and 16.
That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the Lord, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain.
All right, you guys have probably heard these verses before, but I really want to focus on the fact that that part that says, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Okay, so obviously we live in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. There's a lot of things wrong with society and our culture and all those things. And it's more and more wicked and evil every day. Like there's things, I'm not saying like everybody is wicked, but you know, we can see like there's a lot of things that are crooked and perverse about the nation that we live in. And so, you know, you guys are amongst those things, you know, to varying degrees. I know some of you are homeschooled, some of you are in private Christian school, some of you are in public school. So it does vary a little bit, but we live in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Some of you guys have jobs now. You know, you're starting to experience what that's like, being around, you know, lost people at work. But our job, our mission is to be lights that shine forth in the midst of that crooked and perverse nation. We have the light, right? If we're born again, we have Jesus Christ. He's the light of the world. And so we have that. And so how are we shining that light out? How are we doing at being lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation? So those are going to be kind of that's going to be kind of the central theme of what we're doing with this. But just a few kind of points, I guess, that we're going to talk about, maybe not every week, but we're going to kind of keep coming back to these things. So how we live today has an impact on those around us. The things that we do, the words that we say, the music that we listen to, the people that we hang out with, the things, how we live our lives today has an impact on those around us. For good, for worse, you know, there's an impact that we're having. And then also how we live today also says a lot about what we believe. And so we talk a little bit in here about eternity, and we talk about the judgment seat of Christ, and we talk about those things. But if we really are, if we really believe that there's going to be a day where we're going to stand before Jesus Christ face to face, and we're going to have to give an account of the things that we've done, not our sins, but like what did we do with what we had, the knowledge that we had, the opportunities that we had, like what eternal impact did we make with those choices? If we believe that that's going to happen, then it should impact the way that we live our life now. Like, the way that we're living says what we believe. If you don't really believe that that's going to happen, or, you know, maybe you believe it, but you're not really taking it that seriously, you know, then you can just kind of go about your life and bebop through, and you don't really have to think too much about it. And if it happens, it happens. But if it doesn't, you know, then at least I lived my life kind of the way I wanted to. And so, so we're going to be talking about that kind of throughout this series, about how we live today has a lot to say about what we believe. So, you know, we're going to get more specific. So, like, today we're not really going to talk a lot about here's some practical, specific things that you can do. But that's going to be the goal of this series is, you know, I'm going to throw a lot of things out there, and then, you know, some of it's going to stick, and some of it, you know, you're going to, you know, hopefully marinate on it a little bit and, you know, think about it during the week or in the coming weeks. And some stuff is going to just kind of fall to the side. That's okay. But I want to give you guys things to think about and things that, you know, you can kind of marinate on a little bit. So we'll do some character trait studies. We'll do those in here, you know, as a group kind of. So we'll look up words and we'll look at first mentions and we'll look at, you know, how God uses that word and try to define it. And so we'll have some character traits that we'll do that with. That'll help you with what we're talking about on Wednesday night, which is, you know, how to study our Bible and how to pray. We're going to talk about that this Wednesday night. And so, you know, actually practicing doing Bible studies, word studies, in here in a group setting, hopefully will help you to understand a little bit on how to study the Bible on your own. Maybe give you a, you know, an idea of, maybe you want to study out some words on your own that, have an impact on you. And so maybe give you some help with that. So we're going to do some word studies. We'll have some small group discussion time. For some of these, you know, if we're talking about a particular area, you know, that maybe we can get together and we can talk about, you know, how you're doing in that area versus how somebody else is doing. Maybe you can encourage them. Maybe they can help keep you accountable, those kinds of things. So we're going to do a lot of that kind of stuff over the next, I don't know how many weeks, several weeks. So today I want to talk just about legacy and impact specifically at your schools. And so, I think probably most of you guys are not thinking about like the legacy that you want to leave when you're gone. But I think that probably starts happening a little bit whenever you have kids. Once I had kids, once we had kids, it was kind of a little bit more like, you know, okay, we need to start thinking about how we want to raise these kids so that when we're gone, they have some, you know, a foundation and some principles and things like that. So I think a lot of times when you have kids, it's kind of maybe the start of that idea of thinking about the legacy that you want to leave behind. Definitely when you start getting older and having grandkids, things like that, you start thinking about those kinds of things more. What are people going to remember about me? What is the legacy that I'm leaving behind? You know, what things have I invested my life into that are going to matter after I'm gone? Those kinds of things. And so even though you guys haven't really thought about maybe those things super specifically, I was trying to think about ways that are ideas on like what maybe could apply to you guys. And so, how many of you guys play sports in here? All of you guys play sports in school, except for the homeschool kids, and Hallie doesn't play sports. Yeah, you manage. So, anytime you walk into a high school gymnasium, what do they have hanging all over the walls? Almost all the high schools.
Banners.
Banners. Yeah, and those banners have teams, they have years, you know, their regional championships, their state championships, their district championships. Some of them have individuals like at Harrisonville in the weight room. They have, you know, all the wrestlers, or not the weight room, but the wrestling room. They have all the wrestlers and the weight classes and how they did. you know, maybe like track and field events. Maybe have some individual names and stuff up on the wall. I know at one time one of my cousins had the school record at the school he was at for the mile. I don't remember what his time was, but he had the school record for the mile. I don't know if he still has it or not, but you know, his name goes up on the wall for things like that. Is his name up on the wall? Their state championships are up on the wall. Because they won, I think they won state twice when your dad was in high school, didn't they?
Three times?
Yeah, so those are definitely hanging up somewhere. So yeah, so like those kinds of things, maybe in the scope of your life, you're not thinking about the legacy that you're leaving. But if you play sports, like it would be cool to have your name or your team name, you know, the year that you won, you know, districts or regionals or state or whatever. It'd be cool to have, you know, that immortalized for other people years after you. To see, you know, hey, that team in 2025, that football team or that tennis team or golf team or that person that, you know, that wrestler, that track star or whatever, the volleyball team, like, it'd be cool to have your name or your team up there on the wall. Then when you go back, you know, you go back with your kids, if you end up staying in that same area, your kids are going to be like, hey, that was my dad's team. You know, you can maybe think about legacy in that way. Maybe you're not thinking about it in your whole life, but there's nothing wrong with wanting to leave that kind of a legacy to be, you know, excellent at something. And even if you're not involved in sports necessarily, there's other ways, you know, like, I mean, up and down hallways, you know, there's trophies, there's, you know, maybe you're like a photographer, maybe you like photography, you know, there's yearbooks, there's, you know, there's other things on display throughout schools that you can leave an impact on. Maybe you have art. I don't know. They still have artwork hanging up at the high school. You guys have art hanging up in your high school from previous kids. So, you know, you could leave your mark or leave your legacy in some way through sports or something else. But I think, you know, obviously we want to try to give our best effort whenever we're doing anything. And, you know, it's not necessarily always with the goal to leave a legacy. But, you know, there's a spiritual element to leaving a legacy, even on your school, like what we're talking about. So they don't, you know, the world doesn't value spiritual things like they value athletic, physical things. You know, there's no banners being hung in schools for people who, you know, win souls. There's no banners hanging up in school. You don't have newspaper articles written about you guys when you finish discipleship or when you, like, you know, take somebody else through discipleship. There's no, you know, recognition on the walls of your school for that. But, you know, it's important to kind of think about, you know, if we're going to try to leave, if we want to leave an impact, you know, in an athletic endeavor or in art or in whatever thing that it is, you know, we want people later, you know, years later to still be talking about the impact that we had on that sport or on that, you know, activity. Maybe we should think about the impact that we can have spiritually on people. You know, like if you lead somebody to Christ in your school, that's going to have an eternal impact, right? That person will be eternally impacted by the fact that you shared the gospel with them and you showed them, you know, how to be saved. There's an eternal impact that is had on that particular person. And, you know, maybe if you led 5 people to the Lord or 10 people to the Lord, you know, there's going to be an impact on that. What will people say, you know, after you're graduated from high school, 10 years from now or 10 years after you graduate, what are people going to be saying about, you know, your class or about you? If you stay around in the same area and you have kids 10 years from now that are going to the school that you went to and you're hanging around with people, they get involved in sports or whatever, you're going back at your school and you're watching your kids play, like, what will people be saying about the impact that you had at your school during the time that you were there? You know, what kind of things do you want to be known for? Maybe you don't want people to talk about you at all after you're gone from your school. Maybe that's not something that's important to you. But, you know, you guys all know, like, people that have been around your school, they graduated 10 years ago, that come back for sporting events or they come back for various different things. And people know that name around your school, right? They know, you know, the impact that they had, you know, from an athletic endeavor or, you know, or in some other way. Maybe their family is really influential in the school district or something like that. Like, you guys all know people like that, that, you know, their name is known. You probably also know people like that, that their name is known for negative reasons. Oh, that girl? Yeah, she got pregnant in high school. Or, you know, that dude, he was just, he was a druggie. He was like, he's, you know, just, he's still just hanging around. Everybody knows him. He's not a guy you want to mess with. You know, like, you guys probably know people like that, in your, you know, areas that you have, that you hang out. And so, you know, what do you want to be known for? What kinds of things, do you want people to remember you, remember about you? Some of you guys are freshmen, some of you guys are all the way up to juniors. You guys are juniors? Okay. You're a junior also?
And you.
Okay. So, you know, think about just so far in your high school career. I know, so two of you guys are freshmen, so you've only been in high school a couple months, but, what do you think? You don't have to answer this question out loud, but just think about it. What do you think you're going to remember most about your time in high school? What are the things that are you're going to take away from the time that you spent in high school? The things that you're going to remember the most? The people, the things that you did. Is it going to be the classes that you liked, the classes that you hated? There's going to be teachers that you like and remember. I still have teachers that I remember, and when I see them, you know, I immediately kind of have a positive or negative reaction depending on the teacher. You know, and I've been out of high school way longer than you guys, or out of school way longer than you guys have been in school. So, you know, what are you going to remember most about this time in your life, your high school career? And the other question I want you guys to think about is, what do you think others are going to remember about you? Just think about the people that are in your school right now, whether they're friends of yours or they're not friends of yours. You know, other people in your school, what do you think that those people are going to remember about you? Are they going to remember you at all? Do you care if they remember you? Are they going to remember you in a positive way or a negative way? Were you the one that was mean to them? You know, were you nice to them? Did you seem like somebody that they could be friends with, or not? Like, what do you think other people are going to remember about you? And what do you think you're going to remember most about your time in high school? So, those are just some kind of like things to think about, marinate on for the next week or so. Until we kind of get into a little bit more specific stuff. I just want you guys to think about throughout this whole series, just what impact, what kind of an impact do you want to have? What kind of impact do you think that you are having? You know, how can you change that for better or for worse? Do you need to change it at all? Or maybe your impact that you think you're having right now is on the right track and you don't really need to change anything. That's good too. You know, hopefully that's the case, but just be thinking about some of those things, about what kind of a legacy that you're going to leave behind just on your school for right now. You know, in the long term, we can think more about, you know, family and, you know, on your life and your workplace. But just as far as your school goes, what kind of an impact do you think you're having?